You're listening to the Wear, Wag, Repeat podcast. I'm your host, Tori Mystic, the founder of Wear, Wag, Repeat. I'm excited to bring you a solo episode of the podcast today. We are still in our Q2 theme of email marketing. I mean, I feel like we just started it, really. Last week, I shared an amazing interview episode with a guest expert who I've had on the show before, but I had her back, and this episode really knocked every other episode out of the water, in my opinion. I was talking to Carrie Fitzgerald, and I wanted to ask her about email welcome sequences and what kind of emails you should be sending out to people when they first join your list. Well, Carrie actually laid out 5 exact emails, what order you should send them in, what you should write in the emails, how frequently you should send them, and also the why behind all 5 of the emails. She also said that you don't have to necessarily send all 5. You could send 3 or 2. 1 would kind of be the minimum that you want to do. But if you haven't listened to that episode, please go back. It's the one right before this on my show, on your podcast player. And it's my interview with Carrie Fitzgerald. So in that episode, we go into great detail about your email welcome sequence. But today, in this solo episode, I want to take a step back in kind of 2 ways, 2-fold step back. So 1 step back in strategy, and then I also want to take 1 step back in time, and you'll see what I mean by that in a little bit. So first of all, we might have gotten a little bit ahead of ourselves for some of you. I know that everyone is at a very different place in their pet business. That's one of the things I love about the Wear, Wag, Repeat community is that we have people who just started their pet business last year. We have people who've been in the pet industry for 20 years. And we have people in all different facets of the industry, from dog trainers to pet sitters to pet photographers and treat makers and online boutiques and content creators like me. So we are kind of all over the place, and that's really wonderful. But I also want to make sure that no one feels like they're being left behind. So no matter where you are in your email journey, I want you to know that you're in exactly the right place. This is a very welcoming and supportive community. I really want you to start your email list. I want your business to be a success. Maybe email isn't the solution for you. Oh my gosh, but it is our Q2 theme, so just bear with me and maybe give it a shot. But I really, truly want your pet business to succeed, and so does everyone else here in the Wear, Wag, Repeat world. So I was actually just talking to a pet pro earlier this week who wants to start an email list because her dog training clients are telling her that they're deleting their Facebook accounts and they're not going on Instagram and they need another way to keep in touch with her. So she's like, I really need to start this email list. But then she told me, imagine if I had started this list 20 years ago when I started working with dogs and their people. I would have a huge list by now. I'm so behind. How did I let this happen? Well, guess what? Do not fear. There's always some kind of idiom or saying or anecdote that goes with everything. And so here's the perfect one for this situation. The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago, but the second best time is today. So if you have not yet started your email list, that's okay, because it doesn't matter that you didn't start it 20 years ago or 10 years ago or 3 years ago. What matters is you're going to start it today, right? Promise me, if you haven't yet, that you will seriously consider starting your email list today. So the first thing that you will need to do that is something called an ESP. Any guesses what that stands for? It actually stands for email service provider, and it's kind of a fancy sounding name, but it's basically the programs that we use to send our emails. So you don't want to start an email list and just email people from your personal Gmail account. That's not a good, responsible way to do that. You really need to be using another service where people can opt in to your emails. So there's actually tons of laws that exist in the United States and all over the world that require you to get people's consent to have them opt in to your email list. So it really is crucial to your business that you're using some kind of email service provider that has this security measure. And don't get overwhelmed. It doesn't have to be complicated. There's nothing legal that you have to do. It's just like that little checkbox when people sign up for an email list that says, yes, I consent. It's okay for you to email me. So we need to make sure that you're using a service and a program that enables you to have just that little checkbox when people sign up for your email list. So the email service provider or the ESP that I use and that I recommend is ConvertKit. I've been using this for years, probably more than 5 years at this point, probably even more than that. I think I started off using MailChimp and I realized that it was lacking some of the features that I needed and I was getting kind of frustrated. It was kind of limited in the capabilities in terms of what I wanted to be able to do with my list. And so I found ConvertKit and they really say that I think when it first started, it was like the email service provider for bloggers. Now they call all of their clientele creators. That's kind of like the word that they like to use for people. So I'm a creator. You're probably a creator of some kind. And so I really do like ConvertKit. Other popular choices that I hear from other people are Flowdesk, Klaviyo, and MailerLite. So those are three that I also have heard really great things about. But like I said, I really like ConvertKit, so I'll put the link for that below if you want to check it out. You can literally sign up for any of these today. So step one, if you have not yet, is to sign up for your email service provider. Or if you have one that you don't really like, consider switching over to one of these other ones. You might have emails built into your website if you use something like Shopify, and that's okay. It works, but again, it's going to have limited capabilities versus these other programs that I was just mentioning to you. So as you're shopping around, I just want to mention a few things that you want to look for with your ESP, okay? So first of all, you want to make sure that your ESP has the capability to set up a landing page. So that is like a one page, almost like a welcome mat page where you can say, hey, I'm Tori. I create stuff for pet pros. Sign up for my email list here and I'll send you, maybe I'll send you a bonus or I'll send you some welcome emails or whatever it is. You want to be able to set up a landing page. So that's a keyword to look for. You also want to make sure that your ESP has the ability to set up an embeddable sign-up form. So you know when you're scrolling through blogs or people's websites and they've got a sign-up form somewhere in a blog post or on the sidebar or at the very bottom of their website, those are sign-up forms that are embedded on their site. So you want to make sure that you can do that. You also want to make sure that your ESP can deliver some kind of opt-in freebie. So you might not be at this point yet. A lead magnet or an opt-in freebie are things that you send people in exchange for them signing up for your email list. That could be something as simple as a discount, like a 10% discount code. Carrie was talking about that a lot on last week's episode. But for someone like me, I have a Kong stuffing recipe book. I also have a canine enrichment idea booklet, ebook that I send out to people. So they give me their email address on my sign up form and they check the little box that says it's okay for me to email them. And then in return, I send them this nice little ebook full of canine enrichment ideas or a Kong stuffing recipe book or something like that. So you want to make sure your ESP can deliver some kind of opt-in freebie, most likely some kind of a PDF if you want to be able to do that. You should also make sure that your ESP can deliver an automated series of emails to welcome your new subscribers. That's what we talked about for over 30 minutes last week was this automated email welcome sequence. So you might not be at that stage just yet, but you want to make sure that your ESP has the capability of doing that when you are ready. And then what I think is one of the most important features that you want to look for in your ESP is the ability to tag subscribers and segment your list. For example, I email my pet pros different stuff than I email my pet parents on my list. I have some stuff I send to everyone, and then I have some stuff that I only send to people who have clicked on canine enrichment stuff. And I can tag everyone so I know who I'm emailing all these different things to. If you're a dog trainer, you might have clients who want to learn about agility and dog sports or being a service dog or kind of more advanced things. And you might have other clients who really just want to learn decent walking on leash skills with their dog. So this way you could segment your list and send the specific emails to people with those specific interests, and they'll feel like you're writing directly to them. And you'll get a lot fewer unsubscribes when you're sending the right people the right emails. Okay, so again, ConvertKit is my favorite. It does all those things. Plus, they have this new feature called the Creator Network where you can recommend other creators. Remember, that's kind of the word they use for their people who create emails in ConvertKit. So I have been part of this Creator Network and I've been getting recommended subscribers or recommendations for people to subscribe to my list for almost 9 months, I think. I think it launched last summer. So it's been probably about 9 months I've been part of the Creator Network, and a bunch of other people on there are recommending me to their list, and I also am recommending a whole bunch of people to my list. So if you've signed up for my email list lately or one of my opt-in forms for like an event or something like that, a workshop, you might have seen a little pop-up that says, oh, I also recommend that you follow these people. So I've hand-selected a list of other email newsletter providers that I recommend people check out. And they include, you know, Pinterest experts, small business experts, podcasters, and dog trainers, and all kinds of different people that I think my list would also be interested in. So just to give you a little example, to date so far in like the 8 or 9 months that this has existed, I have gained 1,087 new subscribers to my email list just from these recommendations. I haven't done anything. I haven't lifted a finger. Other people are recommending that their subscribers subscribe to my list, and I've gained over 1,000 new people from that. So this is something that is free and included in your ConvertKit plan, and I think it kind of gives it a real competitive edge over some of the other email service providers. So check that out, or let me know if you have any questions. I actually love it so much. I created a YouTube video about how to make the most of your Creator Network profile so you get more recommendations. So if anyone wants to check that out, just shoot me a note and I'll be happy to send you the link, or you can find it on my YouTube channel. Now, wherever you are in your email journey, I told you that we were going to take a step back in terms of strategy. So that's what I just did. If you're not ready for an email welcome sequence because you haven't even set up your list in the first place, you got to go do that. So that was our little strategy step back. But now we're going to take a little step back in time. And what I'm talking about, of course, is going into my podcast archives. I have over 300 episodes of the Wear, Wag, Repeat podcast, so there are quite a few that touch on email marketing. And maybe these episodes would be at a really great place for wherever you are in your email marketing journey. So I want to tell you about a few of them. I have 6 here that I think are worth going back and listening to. The first one is episode 44. So that's way far back, but that's with my friend Michaela Vargas. Michaela runs Pet Marketing Unleashed. You might be familiar with her and her work. She is super awesome. And in our episode, she talked about why email marketing is a non-negotiable. It is a must-have for your business. That's episode 44. The second one is episode 119, that's another solo episode with me. And that is a little bit more of a beginner level episode of getting started with email marketing and why I think it is so important. If you're at all on the fence, go back and listen to episode 119 with me. I talk about the pros of collecting an email subscriber list, how to make it really easy for people to subscribe to your list, because that's important. If it's too hard, if you're asking people their dog's age and their name and their weight and their size and their allergies and their favorite foods and their favorite activities before they've even signed up, they're not going to sign up at all because you're asking way too much. So that's just a little example right off the top of my head. But on that episode, number 119, I also touch on how content creators and influencers can use an email list. Because this is one of my pet peeves of influencers thinking that email marketing is not for them because they only exist on social media. No, 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 no. You are missing out if you do not have an email list. The next episode I would recommend checking out is number 153. That is with Jamie Rudden of Dog Spotted. Jamie's been doing a lot of cool pet marketing stuff lately on Instagram. I've been seeing her. And in this episode, we talk about prioritizing your email subscriber list. That's episode 153. Next up, this guest will be very familiar to you, and it's episode 167. This was my first episode with Carrie Fitzgerald. So if you loved what you heard last week from Carrie talking about these five emails to have in your email welcome sequence, please go back in the archives, find episode 167 with Carrie Fitzgerald. We talk about growing her six-figure pet product brand that she has since sold for a lot of money, I'm assuming. Go Carrie, right? So we talk about her six-figure pet product brand and how she learned not to rely on Instagram for marketing. So growing that brand from the ground up is really where Carrie was able to like hone her skills and sharpen her skills when it comes to marketing, and email was a really big part of that. So I think it'd be fun to go back and listen to episode 167 when she was like still working on that brand. So it's a very exciting kind of time to look back at that. Okay, the next episode, there's just two more, but this one is so good. Please bookmark this. Okay, it's episode 241. This is with Jessamine Solana. She is from Interact Quiz Software. So it's pretty rare that I have someone on the podcast who's not in the pet industry. But I actually had Jessamine on the podcast as a guest because she works at Interact, which is the quiz making software that I use and a lot of other big creators use to create quizzes. So we talked about how to create a pet parent quiz to grow your email list. Of course, it could totally be a pet pro quiz, or it could be really a quiz about anything to grow your email list. But Jessamine also talked about how you can use that quiz data and like how people respond to the quiz to learn more about your customers and make your emails more effective. So I was talking about how I love that in ConvertKit, I can tag all my subscribers. I can say, oh, this person clicked on this link, so I want to make sure and follow up and send them some more information about it in a couple of weeks. Well, Jessamine talked about how you could use your quiz to do the same thing. So it's a great way to collect data, to get to know your list, and also to grow your list. And then finally, the last episode I want to mention is number 290. That was another solo one with me. And this was one where I was talking about getting my email open rate up to 48%. And actually, I've exceeded that now. I think my average email open rate is over 50%. And that's with an email list that's over 4,000 people. And I'm regularly sending to all 4,000 of them. Sometimes I send to small little segments like I was mentioning. But in general, on average, my open rate is over 50% on my emails. So if you want to learn more about that, go back to episode 290. So these six episodes from the archives touch on email marketing, and hopefully they can help you wrap your head around it no matter where you are in your journey. If you still need to start your list, what are you waiting for? Check out the email service providers that I mentioned. Of course, ConvertKit is what I recommend because it's what I use, what I like, and I also really love that the creator recommendation feature has given me over 1,000 new subscribers from basically doing nothing. You know, I love any excuse to work smarter, not harder, and that definitely fits into my plan. If you have any other email-related questions when it comes to your pet business, please drop me a DM on Instagram at WearWagRepeat, or you can join the free Facebook group that I run. It is called WearWagRepeat Labs, and someone just told me they just realized that labs is kind of a play on, it's like a science experiment lab where we can talk about ideas, but it's also lab like Labradors, which are my favorite dog breed. So if that never really clicked for you, like it hasn't for some other people, I entertain myself obviously way too much and I thought it was a cute name. So come check us out on Facebook in the Wear, Wag, Repeat Labs free group or drop me a DM on Instagram. But of course, I cannot end this episode without telling you to join my email list if you are not on it. I am personally getting more and more frustrated with all of the glitches on Instagram, and Facebook has been on my like no list for a very, very long time. I love my Facebook group in there, but that's the only place I interact. So Facebook is not a great place to reach me. Instagram is pretty good, but the best place to reach me and have a real conversation is over email. So if you're not on my email list yet, please click the link in my bio anywhere. Click the link in the show notes below. Go to my website, wearwagrepeat.com. You can get on my email list in about 47 different places, and that is the best way for us to connect and get to know each other. All right, that wraps it up for this episode. I will see you back here next Wednesday for an episode of The Short Leash. Those are my under 10-minute episodes with a quick tip to reel you back in and get you focused on your pet biz.